definitely human.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight. And this week we're reviewing, that's weird, it says here we're reviewing Lotus Biscoff.
That's that right. Is that you, a... No, that's right. If you probably, you might not be able to cast your mind back, but I can cast my mind back. And my mind casting makes me remember that we definitely said we're going to review Lotus Biscoffs this week.
Did we?
Yep.
Huh. Mm. I thought it was Viscounts.
No, I do not recall to that at this present moment.
Done it again. I accept full responsibility for this. This is totally my fault, but somehow I got confused and I thought it was Viscounts and I've dressed accordingly.
Is that not related to Lotus Biscoffs in some way? Well, so I was really excited. I was really looking forward to the explanation.
I'm dressed as, I think it's pronounced Minth. Who is a naiad or a female spirit or nymph from Greek mythology.
Oh, God.
And Minth tried to seduce Hades.
Yeah.
And so Queen Persephone, I think that's how you pronounce it, turned her into Mint.
Really?
Yeah, like a mint bush or something.
Okay.
Which, you know, obviously is the
right.
the filling mint cream for Viscounts is traditional.
In the myth, filling. Was her dress as see-through as the garment that you're wearing now?
It doesn't specify, but I think nymphs... I mean, you should be thankful that I'm wearing a dress at all, because a lot of the paintings that I was studying...
Yeah?
No clothes at
all.
Well,
okay. Thank heaven for small mercies then.
I just thought I'd add a little, like, kind of my own sort of flourish to it. Do you like the flowers?
I do like the flowers, and I like the wreath in your hair as
Thank
well.
You.
It's really nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's like everything from the neck up is good. It's working for you.
Yeah.
It's from the neck down where it's a bit much.
I think it's fine.
You know, this is the kind of thing like less is more, you know?
Well, yeah, I have less on, so does that mean it's more?
I meant maybe like showing less skin
is more.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I should have specified. Yeah, that could be confusing in that situation, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not trying to like shame you or anything here.
It does seem that way, though.
I just don't want to see you in a very, very thin cotton dress.
It's just a costume. I just have to stay true to the character.
Okay, right. Well, maybe we'll find a way to work that into the Lotus Biscoff, which you should have definitely known we were doing this week. This week we are reviewing Lotus Biscoff, the original caramelized biscuit.
As opposed to all those pretenders.
Exactly, you know.
All those phonies.
Yeah, I could have, you know, I went into Sainsbury's because obviously I got them from Sainsbury's. It's just a great shop. It's just a great shop. And I was like, I want your caramelized biscuits. And they were like, do you want the imposters? I went, no, I want the originals. And like, yeah, you're in Luxor. And that's why it's a great shop.
But they didn't have any Viscounts.
Didn't need to look for them because we weren't doing them. That was not not planned, so it was not necessary to seek them out.
Okay.
Although we might do them in the future, who knows? you know. Yeah, so a bit of background on the Lotus Biscoff. First of all, I'm getting annoyed already saying Biscoff, because it's a portmanteau of biscuit and coffee, apparently.
That is annoying. It kind of sounds like someone's like telling you to like quite rudely go away, but also they have a bit of a like a sore throat or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Biscoff.
Biscoff. Yeah, no, not feeling that. It's an old London saying. Yeah, it's been swindled.
Maybe you've been biscoffed.
Exactly, yeah. And maybe the listeners are being biscoffed right now. Lotus Biscoff, they're a kind of speculaas, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, which is a short crust biscuit baked in the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany. And Wikipedia says they are thin, very crunchy, caramelized, slightly browned, and most significantly have some image or figure, often taken from the traditional stories about St. Nicholas, stamped on the front side before baking. These have no images on them, so I'm already disappointed. On their website, they said, first there were cookies. Then in the 1950s, Lotus introduced the pairing of our cookies with a fresh cup of coffee. You can't take credit as a company for introducing the pairing of a biscuit with a drink.
I don't know. I mean, isn't that like what a stylist does for fashion?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, they're probably not the first person to do this ever. Maybe the first person to actually say, hey, everyone, look at this. But I think that's way too general. So in my research, I found out these have a strong reputation as being kind of packaged individually and being given away for free. I mentioned to someone before doing the show and they're like, oh yeah, those are the ones you get in a hairdresser. I've never had them in a hairdresser, so I'll be changing my hairdresser.
Why would you eat food in a hairdresser? That is disgusting to me. I cannot think of a place I would less want to eat food.
It's not like you sat there with a bowl of curry and you've got bits of hair falling into your curry.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah, and also on apparently flights in America, they serve Lotus Biscoffs.
That makes sense to me.
A biscuit on a plane, yeah. Biscuit on a hairdresser, you've got a problem with that.
Yeah, of course. It's bad enough that they're standing behind me with scissors, choppy, choppy scissors. They can do me some real damage if they want to, if they have a mind to. And then also I'm being forced to eat biscuits while they're like cutting my hair, and my hair is very wiry. It like it's getting everywhere, and I'm having to eat the hair, and now I'm crying, and it's just a whole thing.
Is that why you don't get your haircut very often?
It's one of the many, many reasons. Yeah,
yeah. You can just say no to the biscuit because that'd be impolite.
Yeah.
They now also do a cookie spread, which is crushed Biscoff biscuits mixed with various oils and even more sugar.
I bet that's really nice.
Yeah, I know.
I want to just eat that with a spoon.
Yeah, it sounds like dirty Nutella or something, you know?
Dirty Nutella.
I wouldn't imagine these would work that well as a spread, though. I can imagine, like, a custard cream spread.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Matches and custard cream biscuits.
That's horrible.
Like, really pop them up, puree them.
So disgusting.
Chuck in a load of vegetable oil. Perfect.
It would have, like, the texture of margarine.
Yeah. Sweet, tasty margarine. I think maybe going to America left a lasting impression on me,
right,
in my palate.
So, did you go to America?
Oh, have I not mentioned it? Right, so yeah, a few weeks ago over Christmas. The package is, I say European, very European packaging.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of got the red and the white. It's very sparse.
Biscuits with coffee is a very European thing.
Yeah. It's generally, this might shock a lot of listeners, I'd say I probably prefer biscuits with coffee.
Why have we been dunking them in tea this whole time?
You
were insistent at the start.
Yeah.
I was like, should we even have this segment? Because I feel like we're probably the only people that dunk that much, like our country, I mean. And we're trying to do like an international show that appeals to a wide market.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, we've succeeded. But like the dunking thing's always been a bit contentious.
Well,
but you put your foot down.
It's because I think Britain is a very parochial country in many ways. Mm-hmm. And we are very parochial people as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel to kind of honor that parochialism, I will dunk biscuits in a liquid, which I do not enjoy as much as another liquid.
That's a pretty watertight argument.
I basically deny myself, you know, real pleasure out of some kind of weird nod to tradition. God save the Queen.
God save the Queen.
No colours, no added flavours, suitable for vegans and vegetarians, obviously. Okay, then. So should we get into them?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Oh, they got this. Oh, there's a little bit of branding I missed, sorry, because they put it so tiny on it, because that's a very European way to do like branding. It says every coffee needs a Lotus.
Okay.
Mm.
What is a lotus? It's like a flower, isn't it? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. It floats on water, I think.
What's the insect?
Locust.
Yeah. It just makes you think of that.
Yeah.
Every coffee needs a locust. Mmm.
Love these locusts. Crunch, crunch. Hey, that's the future. Eating insects is the future, apparently.
If people are going to eat meat, which is gross, then I feel like insects is like no problem.
I don't think it'd be disgusting, but I think it'd be that enjoyable. Because I like the texture of meat. I think a lot of people who eat meat like the texture of meat. Either insects just crunch
it. At all. The texture of meat is like, because I've tried it and it's just like chewing cud. It just goes on forever.
Yeah, well, I don't like. What part don't you like about
just
that?
Just put some rubber in my mouth and chew on it for a while.
Okay, yeah, you've perfectly described it, but I don't understand what the problem is. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's nice. Oh, that's a really nice smell.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that might be my favorite smelling biscuit so far.
I'd say my mouth is instantly filled with saliva. It really has.
Actually, I can see like some of it sort of dribbling. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's...
You get the caramel, which is really nice, but there's like layers to it. There's other stuff going on as well.
We should do like a biscuit tasting course, like a wine tasting course, and teach people how to get maximum enjoyment. You know, you've got to look for the different notes in it, you know. We could probably market it as like some kind of bullshit team building thing for companies, and we can charge like thousands of pounds a day to do it as well.
That's a great idea.
I think maybe the idea is being provoked by the lotus. Maybe kind of the scent has unlocked some kind of brain power in us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite the claim.
Oh yeah, my saliva gland's going wild right now.
Shall we get into it?
I really had to restrain myself from it. There was one point where I kind of put it in my mouth. I was like, no, we haven't announced we're going to start eating yet, so I got to stop.
Wow. You're like grinding your teeth right now.
I think this is actually, I feel your costume is very appropriate now.
Yeah?
Because these are incredibly seductive biscuits.
Now that you mention it, I do feel kind of, I don't know, sexy in this outfit.
Yeah, you definitely kind of vibe in that as well.
This is definitely like second to maybe the Pink Panther costume. This is definitely the sexiest outfit I've worn so far. Takes a little while to sort of to get that taste.
Yeah, at first it's just like you buy it, it's just like, yep, there's a lot of sugar here. Yeah. But then, you know, after a while, you kind of
slowly it starts to, you get this kind of like, it's like a prism of flavor.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you have something, it's like the sugar, then you buy it, it's like, oh, the caramel. And the aftertaste I'm getting now is kind of smoky. And yes, I've just disappeared up my own ass, listeners.
It's finally happened.
Yeah.
Who are you dressed as, by the way?
Oh, sorry,
I'm so sorry. I never asked.
Yeah, I'm kind of a bit upset, really, that you didn't.
I feel really bad right now.
Yeah.
Because I know you've gone to a lot of effort this week.
Yep. Well, like this biscuit. I think actually it's probably quite good you've asked me now because we discovered this layer has biscuit. This layer has biscuit. Oh my God, I think I'm drunk on Lotus Biscoffs. This biscuit has layers. My costume, I would say, has layers to it as well.
In the sense that there's like a jacket and a shirt.
Yeah,
and like a vest underneath.
Yeah, literal and metaphorical layers as well.
Metaphorical layers as well.
Because I am dressed as Richard Nixon.
Mm.
Okay. Because these are made in Belgium, as we've established.
Yeah.
And in 1974, he visited Belgium on his way to the Soviet Union.
So many layers.
Yeah. And in a speech, he said Brussels, where he was speaking, it was an important place because it was kind of, you know, on the balance between the Soviet Union to the east and the Atlantic, you know, America to the west. So he said it was an important place. And he flew there on a plane, and often Lotus biscuits are served on planes. So yeah, layers. Layers.
This is great. I can tell this is all building up to a great point, so go right ahead. I will interrupt you no further.
So lotus flowers are also kind of known for floating on water and above like kind of the muck and the dirt.
Yeah.
And I think Richard Nixon, there was a lot of muck and dirt around him, but I think we can all agree that he floated above that and was not brought down by it.
I would say the taste is, it's all in the aftertaste. It's not like it kind of like develops as you're eating it. I feel like you have to swallow it before you get the taste. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, this is an incredibly complex biscuit. This is like a fine wine, except it doesn't get you drunk. Although maybe it's getting me a little bit drunk.
I guess lotus flowers. I'm just trying to think of like something to connect my costume to this new biscuit instead.
Instead, it's sexy. These are sexy.
What retroactively, like not like you, who's obviously like had an idea beforehand and has like made it work really well together.
Yeah, because I pay attention to what we're doing. Yeah,
I have covered my entire flat with flowers to kind of just complete the look.
Yeah, yeah.
And sort of flooded it a little bit because they're like water nymphs.
Probably didn't need to do that.
Do you not think so? You're the one who's always saying, go the extra mile with the costume.
Yeah, but, you know, you're just going to have loads of stagnant water here. That can lead to waterborne diseases, which are very serious. Also, it's pretty cold at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to help with that.
I am very cold.
Yeah, I mean, like, the costume plus the fact that your feet are just in water, ice-cold water right now.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe didn't think this one through.
No, I'm kind of perched on my chair with my feet up on the chair, so yeah. I'm okay at the moment, but this flat is... It's a horrible place to be right now, David.
I mean...
Although the flowers are a nice touch.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
See, was that so hard?
Well, you know, I give you both sides, you know? Yeah, yeah. You know,
it's like a compliment sandwich.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I just haven't...
Yeah. I do have a hankering for another one. You know, sometimes you want to have another one because the first one hasn't fully satisfied you and you're going back thinking like, oh, maybe if I have another one, I'll find that satisfaction. But with this, I feel I'm pretty satisfied in the first one. But... It was such a pleasure and going back for more.
Yeah, just wanted to recreate that experience that was so great the first time. I'm going to say as well, like, despite how complex the taste is, it's not a kind of sickly biscuit.
No.
You could eat quite a lot of these and you'd be all right.
Kind of surprising as well because it is sweet.
It's very sweet.
It's very sweet.
But maybe that sweetness is offset by the sort of malty, caramelly kind of taste.
Yeah, because you get like a little bit of bitterness with caramel, I think. Only 3% of your daily recommended sugar allowance in these. That's actually not a huge amount. Wow, this is like a magical biscuit. It tastes incredibly sweet, but actually not that sugary. Do you think you can rate these?
I'm going to go for a 4.5.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
I'm struggling a bit. My eyes are turning in the direction of a 5. Big
oh,
5.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's where I was, but I had to kind of like pull myself back a little bit. Because there's an element of this where it's like, it's very seductive. But as we all know, anything that is seductive is, by its very nature, treacherous. So I'm not giving it everything.
Okay, then. So you still have your senses. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've lost my senses. So yeah, I would be giving it a 5 out of 5. I give everything to this biscuit.
Okay.
I want it to grab me by the ankle and pull me down into the depths and just drown me with pleasure.
Drown you with pleasure?
Yep.
That's a real thing that you said that's going to be on the podcast now.
It's Lotus Biscuits, man. It's the Lotus Effect. Before we move on to texture, it's the letter segment.
Oh, letters.
Yes, we have a few letters. We found Google has been putting them in the spam folder. So I think Google is a very smart organization.
Yeah. If Google is putting you in the spam, maybe take a look at yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Think why that is. Why do I belong in the spam bin?
So that's a question to ask yourself. Rosie, who's our first... who writes the first letter. And Rosie asks, what is a biscuit? The letter says, Dear David, so I contacted you to provide a link to this very interesting article on what is not a biscuit, but is still rated as being a biscuit. As informative as I have found this, it still does not answer the question of what a biscuit actually is.
Wait, is Rosie sending us literature?
A link is a link counts literature. A link
if it sends us to a place where we have to read more stuff.
Yeah, it is then, yeah.
Rosie.
We don't like reading.
Reading's for nerds.
We just do podcasts, which is for cool dudes. Now, I doubt that with all your biscuit knowledge and relevant qualifications, no one else is better primed than you to answer this question.
Correct.
Perhaps you will do so. Or just
we'll
go
see.
Off on some sort of rant. Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I've learned to level my expectations since, of course, hope is dead.
Yes.
Although not when the champers is flowing, apparently. Yeah, fair. Yeah. As you were, Rosie. Okay.
Rosie seems to have a pretty good handle on us.
Yeah, I know.
It's a very insightful email.
Good thing we play characters on this and it's not an insight into our actual persons, right, yeah. David?
That'd make us feel pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then. So what is a biscuit? Well, I think we established earlier on, in my view, biscuits are on a spectrum.
Like autism,
yeah. You've got, very biscuity biscuits. I would say like a digestive.
If you're like, what is biscuit?
Yeah.
Look up a digestive. That is the platonic ideal in a way.
Exactly, yeah. And then you perhaps like move a little bit on the dial and you've got like a digestive with chocolate on it. Biscuity, but I'd say the addition of chocolate kind of puts in a slightly different area.
Yeah.
And then you've got biscuits which have cream in them. I'd say that kind of moves you
it's
further
like a sandwich
over.
Sandwich biscuit.
Yeah. And then you got kind of some things like the fig roll.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a biscuit.
It's on the edge, well, on the spectrum, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the problem. It's, when does a biscuit stop being a biscuit and become a cake?
I mean...
And don't give me any of that fucking tax rules bullshit or any of that.
Is a biscuit not just like what's kind of on the shelf in that area of the supermarket?
Yeah, I let the supermarkets define it for me.
They know what they're talking about. They're
exactly,
professionals.
Exactly. They make a lot of money, so they must be very smart.
Yeah.
And so we should trust them and not question.
I guess we're a couple of dummies then, going by that rule.
Yeah, so to answer your question, Rosie, I think a biscuit is whatever's in the biscuit aisle of your local convenience store supermarket.
What if Rosie's from a place where they don't have biscuit aisles? Just for sort of the sake of an argument. Like,
okay.
If you can imagine this kind of hellscape where they don't have...
biscuit aisles and stuff.
Biscuit aisles.
Then in that case, I'd say biscuits for you are simply a dream which will be forever out of reach. But the knowledge that they exist and they are good will torture you forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for your letter, Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie.
Hope that helped. Next up, we have Isla. Subject, Australian listener. Message. I'm an expatriate currently residing in Australia. I love the dry British humour in all your podcasts, which I listen to when working out. As Australia Day is fast approaching and you did a 4th of July episode for Biscuit Review, I feel you should review an Australian classic, the Tim Tam. Kind of like a penguin bar, but still in a league of its own. Get on that. Regards, Isla.
Mm. Don't really like the tone of that email.
Like ordering.
It's a bit pushy.
I reckon if we Googled Isla, we might find she works at the Tim Tam Corporation.
Yeah, nice try.
Pretty high up as well, I'd imagine,
When is Australia Day? Why is Australia Day?
I know exactly when Australia Day is because Australia Day is very famously on a special day. And that day is Friday 26th of January. So that's pretty soon.
Yeah, so I guess we're not going to do that then.
I mean, it's a Friday as well. I'm not recording Friday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, when we do these, I can't start drinking until like 8 p.m. There's no fucking way that's happening on Friday.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard people from Australia, I think New Zealand as well, they are fucking bananas for Tim Tams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. If you bring up confectionery, they'll be like, you had a Tim Tam, mate? No, I'm not doing it again. That was really bad. It was like even worse than my usual accents. That's even worse than my Welsh accent. That's pretty bad. But they are fucking mad for Tim Tams. And they are just like kind of penguin bars. And I've had one. And to me, it kind of tastes like a slightly more chocolatey penguin bar.
More chocolatey than a penguin bar.
Yeah, they're pretty chocolatey. I remember that much.
Are they sure it's not just a chocolate bar? Have they mistaken biscuits for chocolate bars?
Well, Isla says kind of like a penguin bar but in a league of its own. I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know about the penguin bar. Do you think of it as a biscuit or a chocolate bar?
I guess it is a biscuit. I think if you go to the biscuit aisle, you'll see a penguin
good point.
Bar there.
Good point. Yeah, on our new measure of what is and what is not a biscuit, then penguins are biscuits.
There you go. Penguins are biscuits. What's confusing about that?
People who aren't from the UK, penguins are biscuits. So remember that. Yeah.
So now you know.
If they have any questions, the answer is penguin is a biscuit.
Okay. And I guess maybe Tim Tams or whatever they're called are as well.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I mean, I won't make any promises.
Oh, no.
Because
God,
I've broken enough of those.
Left a trail of broken promises in your wake.
But I feel like we do have to get to the Tim Tam at some point because it's basically Australia's national biscuit.
Oh yeah, and then like we'll probably do probably the whole episode just in Australian accents, won't we?
Oh God. Well, yeah, so we might have to wait for I have to go get some training, some lessons or something.
We know one Australian person. Maybe we could try and get them on.
Raj.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Although
maybe, but then can do his Irish accent.
Yeah. But then also, could you imagine listening to Raj for an hour?
Pretty rough.
Oof.
This is a test now, whether Raj is listening as well. If he's not, he's a bad friend. Okay. Hi, Raj.
Hi, Raj.
Yeah, Isla, we will get to Tim Tams at some point. That I will promise, but I can't promise when. Okay, and so we have one final letter rescued from the Google spam folder.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Buena Cobian. Subject, never too late to date you.
Okay.
Message, find your neighbor's wife on this dating site and have a great time together. Well, I'm shocked on a number of levels. I mean, first of all, I'm confused. I'm not sure what that has to do with biscuits, but it's come to our address, so it must have been biscuit related.
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe what they're saying is your neighbor's wife likes biscuits too, and this is something that you have in common.
Yeah.
Maybe get together and just talk about biscuits.
Have a platonic date together.
Yeah.
Dates don't have to be, you know, like romantic, obviously.
Yeah. Because you kill romance dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
just
baby.
Like that. Just yep. Stone cold.
Pretty much. Just turning up and just being like, oh, wow, man. Really really sweating now. So water here quickly because I was running late. But, ooh, real sweat now. And then that's it. But, you know, but... I just tell it how it is.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing everyone loves, it's people who tell it how it is.
I can hate those people. Absolutely hate them. And people who kind of, yeah, I, you know, kind of define themselves almost as being like, yeah, well, the thing about me is I tell it to fuck off.
Yeah.
You're just an obnoxious prick, really, aren't you?
Someone told my wife once, whilst we were out at a mm-hmm. pub, look, I'm the kind of person that tells it like it is. And I just don't see the spark between you two.
Oh, fucking hell. Like, yeah.
She was so angry.
I'm surprised. Like, who the fuck says that? Like, I think anyone who says, I tell it how it is, that's like a big red sign which says, I'm a screaming dickhead.
Yeah, and absolutely.
I just, yeah, I am entirely self-centered. And all that matters is that everyone hears my opinion.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks. But anyway, Buena, I'd say in future with your emails, perhaps think about who you're writing to, what's the subject, it's biscuits, try and get that across in the email, because I feel that's lost. I feel like, you know, almost like it's trying to seduce me or something. Okay, so let's move on to texture then. When I bit into it, I was like, my God, it's just like biting through like a load of caramelized sugar,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. It's a caramelized biscuit, but it is just like that. It's really crunchy.
Do you think that's part of why you can't taste it immediately? Maybe. Because the crunch is so overpowering.
Mm.
Something about it as well, it's kind of bitty.
Yeah, I was about to say, it doesn't really break down that well.
It's a bit of an odd one. It's kind of, it's that kind of layered thing, almost like a honeycomb.
Mm. Yeah, that's it, yeah. So, dunk-wise.
Yeah, a funny thing happened when I went over to put the kettle on, make a cup of tea.
Mm.
I just found myself making coffees instead.
Really?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking maybe or maybe, and this might sound crazy,
mm-hmm.
but maybe the biscuit had some sort of control over me.
Do you think that the Lotus is now in charge of the entity that was known as David Knight?
I kind of think like, yeah, it's taking the reins a little bit here. And you know what? I'm not against the idea as such. It's kind of a relief in a way.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It is nice to give up control, you know, because like having free will. Oh boy, oh my God, it's exhausting.
It's worth.
Are you getting any messages, anything like kill the president?
Nothing concrete yet.
Yeah.
But I will keep you
burn
posted.
Burn the school down,
no,
anything at all?
Nothing like yet. That. No.
Okay, you will let me know though if you do that.
Yes, I will.
Okay,
yes.
Then.
All right. Absolutely.
So I want to film that when it happens.
It's good content.
Exactly, yeah. That'll be a Patreon exclusive, by the way. We have a new range, $20, to see videos of David's crimes.
Yeah, so I weirdly found myself making a coffee instead because these biscuits, they demand to be dunked in coffee.
Yeah,
tea
yeah.
Tea just won't do, apparently.
As a point, as well, these are espressos as well. This isn't like some Nescafe with, you know, half a mug of milk. This is like proper coffee.
You don't need to say that.
We're men of taste. We eat Lotus biscuits and say, oh, there's a smoky aftertaste to it. God, I hate myself so much.
Yeah, I hate you as well.
Mm. Okay, I think maybe espresso is not the best coffee. Because I can only taste coffee, which I'm enjoying, which is great.
I think I left mine in a bit too long that time.
Yeah, I've gone for a quicker dunk.
It dissolved completely.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. Considering the whole marketing thing is about coffee, I'm not really feeling it too much. I prefer them on their own, I think.
Yeah, I prefer them on their own as well. Weird.
I actually think these would go better with like a milkier coffee.
Yeah.
Like a latte or cappuccino or something.
Maybe they're supposed to. Although the picture on the packet looks like an espresso.
I think this is the Leibniz all over again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It is, David. No. It is. You know you've had these feelings before.
No, I don't have any feelings anymore. and I'm better off. Why are you going to bring it up anyway?
Because it's the same, and I'm bringing it up so that we can use the experience from last time to get over it quicker than we did last time. Because that was a rough 2 months that we went through after that episode.
There's a difference between getting over something and just picking at an old wound.
No, because I feel like when you had the Lotus just on its own, mm-hmm. it's magical. Magical. Yeah. And then you kind of change the settings a little bit.
Mm.
Then you see a different side to it.
The Biscoff has kind of coyly beckoned us to the water. And it's reaching its hand out to us. And we put our hand in its. And then it suddenly fastens its grip and pulls us down. And it shows us its ugly side. And it eats us. Wait, what are we talking about?
You rate it?
I think I'm going to give it the same score I gave it last time, which is a 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because I think it was probably my fault.
Right. Okay, then. Yeah. So what would you score yourself?
I'd score myself a 0.
Okay, right. Okay.
I am worthless. Okay, this then. Biscuit. Straight 5.
Straight 5.
Yeah.
Would you like to apologize to the biscuit, maybe?
I'm sorry, biscuit. I shouldn't have done this to you. I shouldn't have put you in this position.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm not going to blame myself for this. Not like I did with the chocolate Leibniz. But I just had another bite where it went, you know, a dry bite.
Dry bite,
I had a dry bite.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's part of it, it's texture, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I feel like I went back to that beautiful place where we were before. But I just couldn't get out of my mind the ugliness that I've seen as well.
The dark side.
Yeah, and I feel like that has tainted every bite, every moment with the Biscoff now.
Mm.
So bearing that in mind, which I will have to do until my dying day, I'm going to give it a 3. Mm. With the coffee, it wasn't disgusting. It just disappointed me.
Right.
It just disappointed me.
Do you think maybe you... are wrong?
That is the doubt I have.
Mm.
And that kind of upsets me as well, that the Lotus has done this to me.
Because you just don't know what's real anymore.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's tough. Your face is doing that weird thing it does.
It's the sadness.
Sadness. Okay, sadness. Sorry.
Okay, well, after all that, I'm a mess of emotions. I can't really think straight.
Yeah.
You clearly can't think straight.
Oh, no, I can think completely straight, and I don't have any emotions.
Okay, so then.
I'm feeling great.
Well, that's kind of the other end of the spectrum.
No, I don't think so.
Well, let's measure ourselves against the good folk on Amazon mm-hmm. and see what they think. Maybe we can get some clarity on here. So, weird thing I found on Amazon, you can buy, because, you know, they use in hairdressers and on planes and I guess in other scenarios where you might have a biscuit in a single pack, like say a hotel, possibly.
Well, presumably anywhere. If you can have them in a fucking hairdresser, the dentist, sure, why not?
Operating theater, wherever the fuck you want.
Nothing makes sense anymore. Exactly. There are no rules.
So people have been ordering like the packs of 300 individually wrapped, but for like their own... but for like their... They've been buying them for like their own personal consumption at home, which I find intensely odd.
Maybe these people are trying to like recreate going on holiday or something in the comfort of their own home. They're just all sat there in their living room like, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
It's pretty good captain voice.
Thanks.
So first up, this is Amazon UK, by the way. 3 stars, a bit short dated. And this is from Legend Noir, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I only had a use-by date of April 2018. 4 months for 300 biscuits is a little disappointing. I've done the maths on this, and Legend of Rise, fucking casual. Like, 300 biscuits in 4 months works out 2.5 a day.
Yeah, easy.
That's nothing. I've had, like, at least four just in the last hour or so. My teeth are hurting a little bit mm-hmm. from the caramel.
Well, that's your own physical weakness. That's that could be that.
No, I wasn't bringing the biscuit. But I think this person should stop eating biscuits and just try baby food instead.
Yeah.
Absolute baby.
Big baby.
Stupid baby. Okay, next one, another 3 stars.
What is going on?
From Amazon customer, a.k.a. a coward, who won't put their name to it.
Coming a little aggressive on these reviews.
Oh, I'm
this
just
week.
I don't know. Maybe it's all just gotten to me after this, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a little bit hurt and I'm taking it out on the Amazon reviews.
You ready to pack it in? Pack it all in?
Yeah, like all of it, yeah.
Yeah. No, I just mean like the
Oh, right, just the show. Yeah,
the show.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to bounce back.
Stay tuned, listeners.
So, review, good price, but disappointed at the length of use-by date. Not very long if you don't consume frequently. Begs the question, why are you buying 300 biscuits if you don't consume them frequently? Like, what kind of weird, like, off-grid survivalist prepper life are you living where you're like, oh, yes, it's a good value, I'm going to buy those. No, I'm not going to eat them very often. I just like to have 300 biscuits on hand. Which, it'd be kind of weird, though, if you went to someone's house and, like, oh, do you want a cup of tea? Oh, yes, please. Hey, do you want a biscuit? Oh,
would
yes,
you like
please.
300 biscuits?
No, but if they just came back with, like, a couple of individually wrapped biscuits,
yeah,
that'd
would,
be kind of weird,
would
wouldn't it?
You would think that person was a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, yeah. This person is a pretty unconvincing kill bot.
I just like things wrapped in plastic. Okay.
Okay, right, yeah. Do you want to see my bedroom? I've redecorated. No, I think I've got to be going, actually. I think my Uber is outside. Okay, so another review. 2 stars. Mimi says, good biscuits, but what a ripoff. Could go to Poundland and buy 3 times as many for less. Oh, but there's a reply to this one.
Okay.
Kindle lover says, then why didn't you go there in the first place?
Yes.
Boom. Yes.
Got him.
Fucking sick burn.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. Nice one, Kindle lover.
I hope you continue to do great work like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Just destroying people with your logical arguments. That's a weird thing to say, though. Good business. What a ripoff. Go to Poundland and buy 3 times as many for less. Why did you buy off Amazon then?
This is obviously a stooge for Poundland.
Oh, yeah.
They send them out there, you know.
So got another one here. 5 stars.
Finally, some common sense.
Yeah, tasty. And this is from Shopaholic.
Mm-hmm.
Shopaholic says, small but tasty. These are delicious little biscuits. Just one with a morning coffee is enough to satisfy. I feel there's a bit of a disconnect between the nickname that Shopaholic has given themselves and their actions, because just one with a morning coffee is not the actions of someone with an addictive personality. I'm not buying it.
They're obviously battling some demons, and they're kind of trying to project this this sense of calm, this calm water. But I think
really, I think it's the other way around. I think they are battling demons, but they're battling demons of boringness. Because there's a kind of demon as well.
Okay.
And to try and give themselves a bit of an edge, they're like, I'm shopaholic. I'm fucking crazy for shopping.
Right.
Sometimes I go out and I buy 2 packs of biscuits. Right. Even when it's not buy one, get one free.
See, I see this as a person who's like, every day they go to the supermarket and it's like supermarket sweep for them.
That'd be pretty exciting.
Just like pure madness.
Yeah.
And they're trying to project the image of being, you know, all calm and, okay. and normal.
Yeah, well, either way, whichever one of us is right here, I hope you get the help you need, Shopaholic. Okay, so now on to Amazon USA. So we'll start off with the questions section, the Q&A, where people ask questions. Question, are Biscoff cookies kosher? Hi, Rachel. No, sorry, they're not kosher. They're delicious, though. Hope this helps. That's from Jill. Oh, what a bitch. Okay, so next up, 5 stars. Addicted to the spread too.
Okay.
Chrissy P. The airlines are responsible for my addiction.
And chemtrails.
Yeah. So bit of a dark side to that one. So you got another one here. 3 stars. Good, but way too addictive. See a pattern developing here.
Yeah.
I first had these cookies on an airplane. Tricky, tricky.
They said wagging their finger.
Yeah.
That
was not my interjection. That's what they wrote. And there's no way you can say tricky, tricky without going, tricky, tricky. It's the only place I've ever seen these cookies. I ordered this 10-pack and they were incredibly addictive. I'm not ordering another batch because I don't want to gain a ton of weight. I feel like that's an unfair... I mean, this person clearly loved these biscuits, and you know they were so addicted they had to stop buying them, and giving them 3 stars, I don't think that's fair.
A 5-star biscuit in my opinion.
Exactly, like heroin is a 5-star drug.
Exactly,
you know?
If it's so good that you have to stop or you won't ever stop.
Yeah
it's like cigarettes, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, it's a 5-star product. Yeah, there's some downsides to it and they might be not right for your life objectives, i.e. like living longer.
Yeah,
but for you know the taste of having a cigarette and having a smoke and getting that hit, then yeah, 5 out of 5.
Exactly, the product is doing its job.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing people don't get about cigarettes. The product is fine. The product's not the problem. It's the people that are the problem.
Yeah, exactly. The cigarette's not dying from itself. You're the one dying from it.
Yeah. Oh, this made me really angry, actually. All those reviewers just talking drivel exactly. about this great, great biscuit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, this is clearly a five-star biscuit.
Across the board for you, yeah?
Across the board. And
this is hitting all the right notes
for you. Every single thing. And any note that it's not hitting, obviously my fault, not the biscuit's fault.
Okay, right.
Yeah. People just aren't objective about these things. That I guess that's where we come in.
Yeah,
if all
yeah.
these people knew what they were talking about, there'd be no need for us.
Do you... I'm a bit worried about your self-esteem, David.
Why?
Because I feel like you've been through such a roller coaster with the Lotus.
I think so. It's been a
and you're taking it all this up. And normally I would not step in. I would allow you to blame yourself. But I feel like in this instance, it's not all on you, David.
Mm. Whether or not I have any self-esteem, it's not really relevant to whether or not the biscuit is great.
Right.
Just because I'm mentally erasing my self.
Okay.
My sense of self and my identity.
Yeah.
Because it's worthless and of no use to anyone.
Okay.
And just sort of becoming a mouthpiece for Biscoff instead.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay, maybe I have got this wrong then. Yeah. So have you kind of experienced a sort of ego death then?
I think so. And I think, like, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time sitting in very uncomfortable positions
yeah.
trying to expand their mind to kill their ego. Mm. And I've just done it by having a Biscoff biscuit.
Well, we've got some great brand synergies here as well, because you seem to be experiencing a kind of zen-like state.
Mm-hmm.
The lotus flower exactly, is connected yeah. with, you know, Buddhism and achieving enlightenment. So yeah, I think the Lotus Biscoff has done it. You've broken through.
Finally.
You've slipped the surly bonds of this life.
Yeah.
You're not
and
dead.
Even like my costume as well is quite...
It's kind of floaty, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, now that you mention it, you kind of an aura.
Kind of a glow about it.
Yeah. And that yeah. water, you're kind of standing on top of it.
Oh, you know, I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all thanks to Biscoff.
Yeah.
How are you feeling over there, champ?
Awestruck and terrified mm-hmm. In your presence.
And damp.
Yeah, pretty damp as well. Like cold. It's yeah. cold too. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do you think you might just be experiencing sort of the late stages of hypothermia?
If this is what dying feels like, sign me up.
Okay. Well, you look great for it, darling, anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Before we do...
expire.
Possibly, yeah, expire. What about your biscuitness rating, then?
It's not something I ever had when I was a kid. And it's definitely an adult biscuit, right?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I think it's got a slight, yeah, bitterness, smokiness to it as well. Which yeah. is not for children.
No. For mature audiences only.
Possibly to take next door and enjoy with your neighbor's wife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know... It's a seductive biscuit.
Feels quite European as well.
Yeah.
You know? They haven't just gone for like, bam. Like, you know, like an American biscuit, you'd think like, yeah, it should be all sugar. And they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's like, no, we're going to stick in some other stuff in there. We're going to put a bit of caramel. I'm still, I swear there's like some smokiness to it as well.
Just keep coming back to that.
Keep going back to it as well. But like, you know, we had the biscotti, which felt quite European as well.
Yeah.
But it wasn't comfortable. It was like aspirational, I think, was what I might have said at the time.
Yeah.
But this is there's something kind of comfortable about this as well.
And that's a very biscuity thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's offering a lot, but it's not kind of challenging you. You know, it's giving you all this sort of taste experience, but it's kind of handing it to you on a platter. It's
yeah.
kind of saying, here, take it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
yours.
Mm. It gives so much in the taste initially, but there's nothing left to discover. There's no mystery to it.
So you're saying there's no depth.
No, and
it's
I think
surface.
When you dunk it in coffee, how badly it dunked, that's kind of testament to that. It could adapt.
Mm.
On this rating, it's kind of, you know, it tastes delicious. It feels comforting. And it also is kind of disappointing as well. That's a 5 out of 5 biscuit.
I'm glad you've come around.
Yeah. What about your biscuitness rating then?
It's a 5. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Straight 5 all the way.
Mm-hmm.
5 for taste, 5 for texture, 5 for biscuitness.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 for just pure goodness.
I think it's a biscuit for evil.
You think this is a biscuit for evil?
Yeah, as we've seen, it's got this addictive property.
And I haven't noticed that.
You had quite a few.
Mm.
Earlier on, I believe it kind of took over your mind for a while.
I don't think so.
You spent about 5 minutes just reading out numbers.
Weird.
Do you not remember that?
Mm.
I really don't remember it.
If I did do that, and if indeed the biscuit was kind of making me, in air quotes, do that, then I'm sure I had a good reason.
Okay, yeah, but it suggests to me that maybe the Illuminati already involved this biscuit.
Right.
It's been placed within our midst. to try and corrupt us, basically.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
It's possibly turned us against each other.
I think it's all been overblown.
Really? And when did you come around to this point of view?
Just kind of recently.
So you're no longer engaged in the war against them?
They seem like nice people.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online and check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast in bite size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them, and he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all the people who belong to the world worshipped the beast.
I'm David Price. He's David Knight. You can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Vikings. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.